Damon's Brave New World, Season 1, Episode 6. As D'Antaz was facing catastrophic challenges, the great visionary leaders of our time decided to take action. These visionary men and women came to the resolution that since the root of the world's problems is money, these eminent leaders decided that the most dramatic and effective method to address this was by investing in space mining. As the fossil fuel era ended, the new era began to lift the world from its many conflicts and disparity. The great change that came to our people could not have happened without the space billionaires. They gave generous endowments worldwide. The new space billionaires were not shackled by greed and politics. Instead, these ambitious, yet benevolent and insightful men and women poured untold investments back into our home world and to make space exploration commonplace. Because of the bonanza of space mining, technology grew by leaps and bounds. As a result, space mining became the most preeminent industry on D'Antaz. The return on investment was mind-boggling. The riches were beyond anything anybody could have ever imagined. There were enough minerals found in just one small asteroid that could power a major city for decades. The space frontier made trillionaires out of these billionaires. The politicians of the world became insignificant. They were soon swept away by the new world order. The change had finally come. Everybody on our world benefited from asteroid mining. Everybody became millionaires, except there was no need for money. An amazing long life was a norm, and the planets were there for the taking. One of the astonishing exploits that thrill seekers love is riding the solar winds of Uranus. Uranus is the last major planet that circles our third sun, Delios. The first Alpha Scouts who entered this exotic world were understandably thrilled to windsurf in Uranus. It is proper to say in Uranus rather than on Uranus, because Uranus is a planet of hydrogen and helium. There is no solid surface. Upon entering the outer atmosphere, the first explorers to venture in this exotic realm became immersed in a kaleidoscope of colors, constantly changing and moving almost as if they were alive. As the small spacecraft entered the outer atmosphere, the scouts would find themselves submerged deep into the layers of the planet. The surrounding clouds would grow dense and heavy as temperatures began to drop. This kaleidoscope would then morph into aqua green hues as the Alpha Scouts began to penetrate even further into Uranus. As they continued their journey, shades of blue would appear and create an immense glow as the gases absorbed more of the visible spectrum. An incredibly rare and unique thrill indeed. No obstructions to slow down the mighty winds. reaching speeds of over 1,000 kilometers per hour, going in one direction and then completely changing course. There are three ways to ride these cosmic whirlwinds. Some riders just let Mother Uranus guide the craft. Others prefer using tronic intelligence at the helm. And still others would prefer riding the fierce winds using their own skills. All have worthy outcomes, and whatever choice is made, the end result is still magnificent. Thanks for listening to Damon's Brave New World. Don't forget, check out our website, damonsbravenewworld.com. Thanks.